Welcome to the Dynasty Nerds Fantasy Football Podcast, where we discuss dynasty strategy, rankings, and all things NFL. So get ready to geek out on fantasy football with your host, Rich Dotson.
And welcome to the Dynasty Nerds Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Rich Dotson. He's Matt O'Hara.
Hey.
He's Garrett Price.
How's it going?
And Jared Wackerly's on the board.
Hello.
It's 1 week before we commence our rookie breakdowns.
And I can't wait.
I'm always excited to start.
It's scared, Jared. He didn't realize the rookies were coming right around the corner.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Sneaking.
Rookie quarterbacks next week. We're starting off two episodes back-to-back quarterbacks, then running backs.
Going back.
2 weeks of running backs, right?
2 weeks of running backs, 3 weeks of receivers.
1 week of tight ends.
1 week of tight ends.
1 week before the draft.
Of just catch-all?
Which we'll do a mock draft.
Yeah, we'll do a mock draft, catch-all.
From the cabin?
No, that's post-NFL post. Draft. We do a
mock draft. Yeah, that'll be from the cabin.
It'll be fun. The cabin trip. I'm looking forward to the cabin trip.
I am too. Yeah. That's going to be fun.
It is
going to be fun. I can't wait. It's a fun time.
It's a good weekend.
Yeah. So we are today talking ADP.
Yeah, we are.
And if you go to dynastynerds.com and you check out the rankings page, you'll see on the right-hand side ADP. So what we do here at Dynasty Nerds, we started doing probably like 5 months ago, is if you follow Dynasty Nerds on Twitter, you follow Peter Bartowski on Twitter, that we run mock drafts probably
constantly
20 a month.
He said he got 44 this month.
44. So
now, I don't think he does that every month, but 44.
No, so. I did two with him. So we want to make sure that we are constantly having updated ADP, right? Yeah. Like sometimes when you see ADP, like if you go to certain places, it could be skewed a little bit because it's just wide open, or some sites will gather it in the beginning of the month. And then by week three, the ADP could be drastically different.
We're trying to have a finger on the pulse, right? Not a past reading of somebody's heartbeat, but right now.
Hey, Dynasty Nerds, it's time to take your Dynasty game to the next level with FFPC's Dynasty Startup Leagues. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started, FFPC has a league for you, with entry fees ranging from $100 up to $5,000. Choose from a variety of formats, including Superflex, Best Ball Superflex, Triflex, 1QB, and Standard. With weekly lineups, waivers, trades, head-to-head matchups, and playoffs, FFPC's fully managed leagues provide the ultimate dynasty experience. Most importantly, the leagues are here to stay. FFPC has never had a dynasty league fold. They manage the entire commissioner experience, from buy-in management to fulfilling your orphans. FFPC is perfect place to expand your dynasty league portfolio. And here's the best part. As Dynasty Nerds listener, you can get $25 off any entry fee as a new member when you use the promo code NERDS. Head over to myffpc.com now to draft your team, manage your roster, and dominate your league with FFPC. That's myffpc.com. Promo code NERDS for $25 off any entry fee for new members. FFPC, where dynasty dreams become a reality.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, so up-to-date ADP is what we're trying to do.
Yep. ADP is interesting, too, because some people will be like, I don't care where they're drafted. I know who I like. And even if you're one of those people, it's good to have as much information as possible to know how other people are valuing these players.
That's
how the community is valuing.
I was going to say, isn't that like, that's its main purpose?
Yes.
As far as I see it. You don't use ADP as a exact guide for where you're going to draft guys. But if you want somebody and you really are targeting a certain player, you know when you need to go get them.
Right.
In order to not get sniped. It just helps you in that respect.
And even if you're not doing a startup,
right.
You just know their approximate
values
in the community.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I use ADP in startups because, hey, I want this player here. Oh, I can wait two more rounds. Even though he in my rank set, he's ranked significantly higher. I could wait two rounds.
And it's not nothing's bulletproof, but you're going by the odds, right? Right. You look at it and they say, odds are
somebody else could also like him a lot, right, and jump up.
I can probably wait three rounds. I really like this guy. Maybe I'll just at least wait one more round, right? Instead of taking him a little bit way too early and taking him.
Just because you get pocket aces doesn't mean you're going to win, baby.
No.
Ain't got no guarantee.
There's no guarantees.
And like Garrett said, even outside of like a startup, I always follow ADP to see. I like to follow their
ebbs and flows.
And flows of their value, because all of a sudden if I see that a player drops ADP, and what's really good about our ADP is since it's so live and up to date, is we are updating our player cards that should be out here really soon on dinosaurs.com. When you click on a player, it's going to follow their ADP chart as well. So if a player all of a sudden drops ADP and the community is down on this player, I know it's a good buy opportunity if I'm still high on him. Or the opposite, if a player skyrockets like a Jordan Love into the first round of startup drafts, and I'm not all in on Jordan Love because, you know, my ADP is I'm an average dumb person, then I am going to go ahead and sell that person or Love or whoever it may be. There'll be some players on there. So we're going to go through our ADP, see where some value is. Maybe we're shocked. Maybe we're startled. Maybe we're suddenly stupid.
Suddenly stupid.
Maybe we're suddenly stupid.
Succulently sucker and succotash. Listen.
You're good at alliterations. You should do that more
often. I just want to have very good consistency here and just, you know, want to be Anthony Richardson. So here's where I'm at. So we're going to go. This is Superflex tight end premium ADP.
This is Superflex ADP. This is not tight end premium.
It's not tight end premium? It says on top ADP, Superflex tight end premium.
Did you write that in yourself?
No. I got the send over from our mock draft expert who runs all our mock drafts. See? February.
ADP. Is it the one I just sent you?
No. Peter sent it to me personally.
Okay. Well,
You're
looking at a different one than us because you said send it over. And I said, okay, I'll send it over. And then we all would have the same ADP.
Well, it should be the same one because
it's not, though.
No, we have tight end premium and non-tight end premium.
Well, who is your 18th overall player?
Trevor Lawrence.
Boom, same thing.
Well, there was no tight ends yet.
There were like three more checks.
There were no tight ends yet.
All right, hold on.
Who's the first tight end off the board? What pick? Or what line, I guess it would be.
It is
Sam
number
LaPorta.
29.
29, Sam LaPorta.
Okay.
All right, we are looking at the same list. Look at
well,
us.
Well, Mr. I can't be wrong, who's just right wrong.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's
grumpy over there.
Yeah, grumpy grumpers and grumpy Garrett.
Hey, I was totally right earlier, and you were wrong, Jared. Yes. Yeah,
I'm sorry I don't have access to your private text conversations.
You told me, hey, Nick and Brian told me. I said, you're wrong.
Oh, you did call him grumpy.
I did call him grumpy.
Yeah.
I don't know why he called me grumpy.
I didn't know either. I was like, that's pretty out of line of him to be doing it.
I said, Mr. Grumpy.
I mentally hand slapped him.
All right. Anyway,
where is
we're
HR?
Probably working with the same ADP. Maybe not.
Allegedly.
Maybe. We'll find out.
Allegedly.
Garrett and I are.
Allegedly.
Matt and I are definitely working out the same ADP.
Allegedly awesome ADP. Let's go. So who's number one in the current Superflex Titan Premium market in ADP?
Currently, we have Joshua Allen as the number one guy across the board, but their average draft position is very close. Josh Allen is averaging 1.38 as far as where his draft selection is, and Pat Mahomes is 1.63. So it's more or less a coin flip because then everybody after that, it's clearly a different tier because then you have
threes,
guys in the fours,
threes, fours
that are after that. So
where would you go here?
Right now, I would. It's hard because my bias would be Pat Mahomes. I like Pat Mahomes more. I think he's very consistent. Like, but Josh Allen has proven over the past.
He's been the
quarterback one over four of the past 5 years. So I should probably take Josh Allen, but it would be hard for me to pass Pat Mahomes.
I got the 1-1 in the anniversary startup draft.
Do you?
I did.
The one that you started.
Shocker.
Sleeper. So convenient.
I just hit a randomized button on Sleeper, and it just put me in there.
You were like, put me at top and randomize.
I actually don't want the 1-1, but I'll take it.
I'm just
kidding. I'm taking Josh Allen.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, you should.
Heads up, league mates.
I mean, that's a solid pick. He is my 1-1.
Mine too.
Yeah, so it's...
But I really want it to be Mahomes.
It's very...
It's not.
Listen, if I'm starting a franchise in the NFL, it's Patrick Mahomes. Like, it's not even close. Yeah, it's not even
close.
But from a fantasy perspective, Josh Allen just adds more on the ground and he just scores more points. It's just that easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's NFL good and there's dynasty fantasy football good.
Yep.
So yeah, I would take, splitting hairs, like you said. My first discrepancy is actually here at the third overall player, and it's Jalen Hurts. So for me, I am still somewhat hesitant on the long-term value of Hurts. Like, I still don't love his arm long-term. So
what do you mean by long-term?
After 5 years.
See, while I don't entirely disagree, that's just too far for me to worry about.
But it's not a worry. It just, if I'm in a startup and I'm at pick three, this is a player that, you know, these first couple of rounds that you just want to get players that you don't have to worry about that position for long term. Mm-hmm. And the reason the quarterbacks go so long is not just because they offer the most points, is because you get the longest insulation, right? Like, you get the longest value. It's the hardest position to fill, but career-wise, you can get 10 years out of a player. You're not getting 10 years out of anybody. I mean, if a receiver comes in at 21 and they're a stud right out the gates, the odds of you getting 10 years are pretty slim out of that player, maybe if you're lucky. A quarterback, you're almost guaranteed to get about 10 years if they're good. 15 to 17, even if
Tom Brady excellent. Played, what, 23 seasons, 24 seasons? Yeah.
So for me, a guy like Jalen Hurts.
Outlier. But, I mean, we look at our ADP, we got guys at 37, 38 years old that are still, you know, QB1s or QB2s.
And I there's some concern there for me.
Sure.
In a startup. So this is not a Jalen Hurts diss. It's just, if I have any hesitation, like long term, like, I would rather personally take CJ Stroud there, right? Like, or I would take Justin Herbert ahead of Jalen Hurts. I know that might sound stupid and maybe it doesn't work out with Harbaugh, but like, I believe in that arm talent and his talent more long term.
Well, the next four guys are roughly within a pick of each other. So really it is kind of dealer's choice between Hurts, Stroud, Herbert, and Burrow. All those guys are really, really close together as far as ADP goes. So I don't think it is a lock slam dunk that Hurts is always going to be third. I have him fourth personally. I'm with you. I actually have Herbert, then Hurts, then Stroud.
Who's your top five in order, Garrett?
So it would be Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, CJ Stroud would be my top five in order.
Matt, what about you?
I'm going to have to look. I know that I have Josh Allen, Mahomes, and then Herbert. I have to see who my fourth one is. And when I was trying to do that, I knocked my iPad over. Yeah. So
get out of here.
Just give me a second, all right?
You're good. Rich, what's yours?
Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, CJ Stroud.
Oh, ours are identical. Twinsies.
Twinsies.
I have to move Mahomes, then Allen, then Burrow, then Stroud, then Hurts.
Oh, so you got Burrow at three? Okay, and those two guys are kind of in that next tier there. Their ADP is almost identical at about 6.5. So Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow there.
My only problem with Burrow is like,
or actually no, I apologize, hurt, bro. Yeah, it's actually Burrow and or it's actually Lamar and
Matt. Yours, Jefferson. I have it up.
That's great, man.
Do you have it up? You only want me to read it?
That's great.
Go ahead, man. You must be sucking up all the internet juice because I can't get there. So go ahead.
If you keep whispering to him that way, maybe I'll get there.
I'm just quicker. Matt. You're getting old.
Answer me.
Mahomes.
Who?
Then you have Allen.
Yeah. Oh.
Then you have Herbert.
Wait, I got Mahomes first? That's a typo.
Yeah.
That's a typo.
Then you have Herbert at three. Then you have Hurts, then Burrow, and then Stroud.
Okay. That's a typo.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like somebody hacked my stuff, man. I know I got Josh Allen first, man. But so I'm looking and I don't. So that's BS. And somebody screwed with my rankings for sure.
Do you guys kind of agree with how it's laid out? So Lamar Jackson's kind of, I misspoke earlier, Burrow's with that tier. And then Jackson's kind of in his own tier with Justin Jefferson, who's the first non-quarterback off the board. And we get four guys off the board before we get our next quarterback that are non-quarterbacks. So Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown right now as those four guys. Would you guys be comfortable taking all four of those non-quarterbacks ahead of the next few quarterbacks in Jordan Love and Anthony Richardson?
Well, I just got my very first ever Justin Jefferson share.
Yeah, you texted us.
Good job, Rich.
And a Superflex startup premium pick 1-8. And I was like, I'm doing it.
Then you didn't even take a quarterback in the second round. Nope. I was shooketh.
Well, first of all, it's best ball.
Sure.
So it kind of changes my thought process just a hair because yeah. I can get quarterbacks later and pile them and be okay. It didn't work out that way because quarterbacks went hot and heavy. I had to take Deshaun Watson as my first quarterback.
Boo. I mean,
and Daniel Jones is my second quarterback. And I got to pick 1-7 to get JJ McCarthy.
Okay.
If he's there. Yeah, I got my first Justin Jefferson share.
Should make it all better.
The only thing I hesitate here about is the next quarterback. It's Jordan Love. Because my feeling, and it's again, you call it, I hate when people are like, oh, my gut feeling tells me. It's not just that. It's like what I saw this year in the growth of this offense.
Was that your Butch Davis, by the way?
That's my Butch Davis. Wait, why did you take Gerard Warren over Richard Seymour when everybody in the draft room agreed to take Richard Seymour? Oh, it was my gut feeling told me to take Gerard Warren, big Gerard Money Warren. One's a Hall of Famer, one's probably not Money Warren anymore.
He had about 3 years in
the league. I think of this time next year when we're doing the show, I think Jordan Love is going to be ahead of Lamar Jackson in Superflex startup ranks. I think he's going to be considered, I think he's going to jump a tier into that.
I mean, if he performs exactly the same as he did this year, he probably will.
If Burrow misses a couple games, he'll jump Burrow. Honestly, he's only 25 years old. So I just took Justin Jefferson ahead of them, and I probably would take CeeDee Lamb there too, but I don't think I would take Amon or Ja'Marr Chase. Okay. I honestly don't even know if I'd take CeeDee Lamb ahead of Jordan Love if it was me. And honestly, in our startup, Jordan Love actually went 1-9. I took Justin Jefferson 1-8, and Love went 1-9. And it's one of those things like, oh, can Love somehow like come back around?
Sure. You know what I mean? Can I trade up to like 2-1?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, let me tell you about our friends at Sleeper. Guess what? Our app is the mini is live on Sleeper right now. The Dynasty GM, pretty. You use the analyzer, that you can use nice. the trade calculator. And my favorite thing is the inbox, right? Where all your trades from all your Sleeper leagues are right there. You can actually push trades through the actual Sleeper app. And right now we couldn't be more excited to be partners with them. And right now, if you don't know, they are doing DFS. And I know how many people that play Dynasty play DFS as well. And right now there's not a better place to play DFS than Sleeper. They're offering up to 100 times your entry, the highest payout in the whole DFS market right now. You can track your fantasy players and your Sleeper picks in real time. All you got to do is choose 2 to 8 of your favorite players from pregame, live in-game, or even across different sports. Pick more or less than the predicted stats, and only on Sleeper you can get up to 100 times your payout. You can share with your friends and get rewarded together. Make sure you use that promo code NERD so our friends know that friends sent them their way. And get your deposit match and friendly. Have a good time. You know, have all your DFS, all of your fantasy leagues, and now even a Dynasty GM in one spot is fully operational inside Sleeper right now. And then when you're a Nerd Herd member, you get that full access to that. And remember, you also want to download the Dynasty Nerds app because they're both in there. Check it out. Check out our friend Sleeper. Check out a DFS. Use that promo code NERDS.
Get your whole estate
set. So
you're saying Love being below those guys to you is an issue, right?
It's not even an issue. It's just...
But it's a place that you might pounce.
I think I would take Love ahead of those guys besides Justin Jefferson. And now that I actually have a Justin Jefferson share... Like, I think I might even take Jordan Love
ahead of him.
Just because
the novelty's worn off for you now.
I took Breece Hall in the second. That was my first Breece Hall. I was like, screw it. I got no Justin Jefferson. I got no Breece.
This is
my 25th league. Like, I'm gonna get a little silly this draft. I don't even care. But for me, I feel like Jordan Love at the worst case is a safe pick. Like from what I saw this year, right? Like it's a safe pick to me. So. And to have a 25-year-old quarterback that I believe could be a quarterback one for the next 8 years is more valuable than a wide receiver. Like think about a wide receiver one for the next 6 years. I guess is the best way I look at it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's a better chance of a wide receiver coming into the league and getting into one of those spots than I do a quarterback. I just think a lot of these quarterbacks, it's going to take a lot for them to get up into that upper echelon. So Jordan Love, I'm trying not to say I love him. I really like what I saw last year out of him. And he took the step. You know, everyone was kind of curious as to what we were going to get with him being the starter. And I think he exceeded all of my expectations.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
That alone kind of should, I think he's going to continue to climb up this list. And I think to your point, this time next year, I think he'll already be naturally above all these players.
And I'd rather be ahead of the curve than behind it.
Right.
And when you make that approach, like if you're willing to go Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, right? Would you rather have Justin Jefferson and like Tua, Justin Jefferson and Brock Purdy, Justin Jefferson and Dak, or rather have Jordan Love and AJ Brown?
Yep.
Long-term super flex is the way I would look at it. Or Jordan Love, Marvin Harrison Jr., Jordan Love, Malik Nabers, Jordan Love, Jalen Waddle, right. Puka, any other receiver out in that category.
Or double up and, you know, figure out the wide receiver somewhere else, you know, and double up on the quarterbacks and figure out something else.
It's all how, like, yeah, it depends how it all flows together. Now, you also argue, would you rather have, like, Justin Jefferson and, yeah, Brock, Kyler, something along those lines. So it's interesting how you want to build your team. But this is the ADP I've seen, like, every mock draft I've done, every real pretty draft consistent. I've seen is Jefferson goes right around pick 8.
Yep.
Right around there.
Seven quarterbacks. And then he breaks
that tier.
Every once in a while, he'll go ahead of Lamar. Yep. But I never see him go ahead of like Burrow and Herbert and Stroud. Typically, I should say.
And Love's the only one right now that would feel comfortable.
Would you take like, Anthony Richardson in the first round?
Not over those guys.
Because right now he's right on the outside of the first round. So basically what we have here at pick 12, it would be Jordan Love. Pick 13 would be Anthony Richardson. And then two running backs at 14 and 15 with Bijan and Breece Hall. So any of those guys that you feel like should be in the first round, are you pretty comfortable with how that first round shakes out?
I'm pretty good with that. Let me ask you guys this. What's the scenario that you guys would feel comfortable taking Bijan or Breece that high in the first round, say? Would there be any sort of scenario where, like, I got to get this guy?
No.
Like you did with Jefferson? Is there, because to me,
no running backs in the first ever.
Yeah, I have a hard time doing that, but they're here. They're right on the cusp.
This is the second round, and I took Breece as the first running back off the board. I had pick 1-8, so it would be pick 2-4.
This is average draft position, and they're where? Like 13 or 14 and 15, so they're right on the cusp. There's got to be scenarios
where they fall in.
Where they're in the first round.
I think if Bijan had done pretty darn close to what our ceiling expectations were for him in year one, then I think I would be much more apt to do that because of how tough it is to find a difference-making running back, especially that young. But it was a subpar rookie year compared to expectations overall. And you could put a lot of that on the coach. You can put a lot of different things. Yeah. But still, without the true like proof in the pudding, it would be really hard for me to take a running back ahead of receivers or quarterbacks.
So obviously all that stuff has changed. The coach has changed.
It has.
The scheme has changed.
But I still haven't gotten to see it.
I know you still haven't gotten to see it.
Is that just Bijan you're talking about, though?
Yeah, well.
I took Breece ahead of Bijan.
I wouldn't. They're lumped together, but I'm specifically talking about Bijan.
Have multiple Bijan shares.
I'm specifically talking about Bijan here.
Yeah.
All that stuff's changed, and this might be your only chance to get him, right?
Yeah.
Before he shoots way up. Is that in the back of your head at all?
Well, I think, and here's the thing, though. Like, if you're, and this is where it's always different between making trades and startup and why ADP is important, because a startup draft is so much different than like positional, right? Like, if you go to Bijan and you need a quarterback, you want Kyler, I'm like, hey, dude, I just can't give you Kyler straight up for a running back. Like, I might need a little bit more. The way I would look at it, or Dak, or something along those lines, or maybe Caleb Williams. But knowing here at the back end of the second that you're not picking for another 20 picks or so, like all the running backs are going to get pretty eaten up. So you probably feel pretty comfortable. Like, hey, I'll get another quarterback. I'll get a receiver there. Whatever I don't go, like I'll get one, but I won't get another running back. I won't get a Breece Hall or a Bijan because that's a tier, right? Definitely during a startup. Like Christian McCaffrey, he's a fantastic running back, but he's older. So like to get a 22-year-old guy like Breece Hall and Bijan, it is pretty hard to pass up. Knowing if you could draft correctly, that you can make it work.
And that's what I'm asking you. Like, is there a scenario where you can picture yourself doing that? It sounds like yes, but not in the first round. Maybe
I think right here
in the second.
Bijan's our 12th overall ranked player consensus. Okay. Then it goes Richardson, Love, then Breece.
I was going to say, there are some scenarios I could see myself taking him in the first, just because, even though it's tough because I haven't seen it yet, we still haven't seen it necessarily from Anthony Richardson.
Right.
Yeah.
Jordan Love, I do like Rich Jordan Love, but he's consistent.
Garrett, you're lowest on Love between all of us.
I was going to say, I figured I would be the lowest on Love.
I think you have him at 25.
I have him that low.
What a sucker.
Yeah.
All right. I'll move him up, but.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah, you better.
No, I'm going back and forth comparing rankings to ADP just between all of us.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll definitely move him up a little bit. 22,
sorry, 22.
22. Yeah. I'll move him up to probably 15, 16, probably somewhere in there. Because I have a hard time differentiating him from some of the other quarterbacks and things like that. But I do like right now with how the current landscape is, I'm much more apt to take a running back early than I have been in past years.
And me too. And I feel like once you like release that pressure off the valve of, because you get to the point where you're like, okay, it's super flex starting premium. I want to get my two quarterbacks. I need my stud receiver. Oh, I want to get a good tight end. You're through four rounds. We end around five. There's no good, like you don't like any of the running backs there. So once you get one of those guys, it releases that pressure and you're like, okay, there's a ton of receivers left that I feel comfortable with. I can still grab my tight end there. So for me, I think have one of those top guys, and they're also just a tremendous trade piece where it gives you the opportunity if the draft doesn't pan out the way you want it to, or the better yet, the season doesn't pan out the way you want it to, where the whole strategy that you did to build around and not take those quarterbacks early, that's a piece that's going to get you something back in return that you feel very comfortable
because with. Every team come playoff time needs another running back. Like it's very rare to look at a team and say they couldn't use another running back. Like almost every team could use another running back.
But when you're talking about those two specifically,
it's funny you say that. I mean, cause it's like, I laughed out loud cause it's the scenario that you're always looking for it. Yep. Everyone else.
And if you're knocking on the door with a Breece Hall or Bijan, like that's a whole different, we know we get the playoff time. Like, hey, I'll give you Joe Mixon for your first. Do I need a running back? He's doing well. Okay. You know, or even like a guy like Devon Achane, right? Like Devon Achane, and then you're like, okay, yeah, that's going to get you a lot. Breece and Bijan are on a whole nother level.
Sure.
Cause now we're talking quarterbacks. Like there's not many running backs that are like, you could knock on a door and say, hey, what do you want for, I need Trevor Lawrence. I need a quarterback. My strategy of passing on quarterbacks in the first two rounds completely backfired. Mm-hmm. I need to reset. Can I get Trevor Lawrence? Like that's something that's safe. Like the running back won't do me any good long term. Those kind of running backs open that door for you.
Absolutely.
Did you say Gibbs is up there too?
Far off.
He's not far. He's the third running back off the board in my eyes in a startup. And then McCaffrey and then Achane.
What's his ADP, Garrett? What's Gibbs' ADP?
Gibbs' ADP currently, he's overall our 21st guy, and his ADP reflects at 21.28. So, yeah, going right there at the end of the second round pretty consistently.
And the mock drafts I've done where I put it myself in for the anniversary league, I just did one on today for the ADP league. I took the one spot, and I did one the other day for my account for the one spot. And Gibbs was there both times at the back end of the second. Mm-hmm. And since all the receivers are gone, I was like, okay, I'm taking Gibbs. And now I'm either taking another quarterback like Kyler Murray or a guy like Sam Laporta, someone there being tight end premium. And then knowing that the receiver position, once you get past that second round, we'll get through the ADP here, I feel like that tier of receiver is pretty big for me. Like it's a multiple round tier there. So I had the liberty to say, okay, I can grab the running back, I can grab the tight end, and I'll be happy with the other two receivers I get when I come back.
Yeah. Yep. Let's go back up just a tiny bit real quick. So the 16th one off the board is actually not a player, but we have the early 2024 first. Now, soon we'll have it broken down to pick 101, pick 102, pick 103. So that will be coming at some point. But let's just quickly, because I know we kind of touched on it a few weeks ago.
It's weird we don't have that in there now, because in our mock drafts we're doing now, it's Caleb Williams Marvin Harrison Jr. So it should be picks 1-1, 1-2.
Right. I think it's because it's pulling it from ADP.
Yeah.
Or from our rankings and then ADP together.
Yeah.
I think it's what's making it weird. But all that being said, let's separate out the top three and maybe even four picks that you would consider early. Just real quickly, we don't have to go on a ton of explanation. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Marvin Harrison Jr. Where would those guys fall in this range?
I think right there. It's where I've seen him go. I've seen Caleb Williams go pick 112, anywhere from pick 111 to 22 is where I've seen Caleb go. And then Marvin Harrison Jr. is usually two picks right behind him.
I would have him above like Jordan Love, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like that's where I would be taking
Caleb. I wouldn't take him ahead of Jordan Love because I'll take the for sure thing. And then Jaden Daniels, like Drake May, Malik Nabers, they've all been going in the third round. Okay. All of them. Like, no, I haven't seen any of those guys go in the second round. Yeah. Like high third, right around there.
Where would you have Marvin?
Marvin, it would be right above Garrett Wilson. So
right here.
Right about here.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way. I feel those players go really close. It just comes down to whether you like the running back or, I mean, the other, another quarterback here.
It's Bijan, Bryce, Trevor, right? I mean, like, as far as our rankings go. And then Garrett Wilson. So that's kind of the range, right? I might even take him above Trevor Lawrence. Is that crazy?
No, I don't think that's crazy at all. And that's the thing. Like, this is where, you know, we have the early 2024 first. But honestly, I could see an argument with picks 1-4 going before Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
You know, you can make an argument for Daniels and May and Marvin Harrison.
Like, I mean, at this point, Jaden Daniels, he might present more fantasy upside than Trevor Lawrence.
Drake May's a good athlete as well and got a good arm. Like, all of these guys, I think, especially once we start seeing the landing spots and whatnot, I would not be surprised if all of these guys go early second round, if not first round of startups.
I just started getting into my quarterback tape pretty deep here, and I will say from a fantasy perspective, Jaden Daniels is way closer to Caleb Williams than I thought he would be from a fantasy perspective. And there's a lot of people in the industry that I trust that have Jaden Daniels ranked higher.
I haven't dug in enough to perspective. Next week I will have a much better opinion on that.
But dude can run.
Yeah,
he can run. He's got a really good arm. He's got a good deep ball. He's accurate. So
the quick glimpse I saw of him, there were some inconsistencies. That's the only thing I saw, but it was a quick glimpse and it was an early in the season game that I watched.
So I'm okay with him going ahead of Trevor Lawrence. Yeah. If you believe, mm-hmm. right? So, and sometimes it just, but the one problem there though, is in a startup, and this even goes with Caleb Williams. When you make those guys your first pick overall or your second pick overall, you are taking.
It's a big risk.
A big risk with a big reward. And a reward, sometimes it's like that risk, it's almost not worth it because the reward is a couple spots higher. Like for Caleb Williams, he takes 111, you're hoping he goes up 5-6 spots.
Right. It's you want him to enter that top tier of quarterbacks.
Or the likelihood they could drop down all the way down 20-30 spots.
I will say there is a slight difference between ADP and value because just because they're ADP, they're back-to-back, doesn't mean that they're always close together.
Correct.
So even though, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen are only 4 spots ahead of Joe Burrow,
they're consistently
getting picked. In a trade, I want a lot more for Joe Burrow or for Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen than I do Joe Burrow. So it is one of those kinds of things where if Caleb Williams or whichever one of these quarterbacks were to enter that top tier, even though they're only moving up a few spots ADP-wise, their overall value and what you would get in return for him could skyrocket.
Yeah, and that's why you take him there, because it could skyrocket. But again, there's so much risk
There's a lot.
I mean, there's a lot. You're taking a lot of risk.
We talk about it all the time, quarterbacks 50-50.
I have a very hard time taking rookie quarterbacks in the first two rounds. I have a very hard time doing it, which means I won't get them.
Over a proven person. Yeah. So, and if you do, you just got to make sure when you do your draft that you have to go, like, you can't go Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr., Dayton Daniels. You can't do that. I mean, if you do, you are.
But it's all in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a recipe.
You stepped on a landmine and you just hope it's not going
to
explode.
That's a recipe to see in 5 years. You know what I mean? Like, you're really setting, you could potentially set yourself back. But we were talking about all these players that could go above Trevor Lawrence pretty easily and pretty quickly. Guy was quarterback 13 last year and he was dinged up. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So I think we should kind of remember what he has, or I guess not has been, because he hasn't done it really yet.
I was going to say, that's the hard part. He hasn't proven it.
He still has potential to outperform his position that he had last year just based on being healthy.
But even if he's hypothetically, let's say he jumps to quarterback 8.
Yeah.
Does he move up in ADP at all?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he would. Over 18, because right now that's really good value.
I don't think he would move. I think he would have to be a top 5 quarterback. I mean, look at where Jordan Love is. Jordan Love, he was top 5, and he's only a couple spots ahead. So I don't think Trevor Lawrence moves up a lot if he just gets in the top 8, top 10.
Like, he moves into the first round, like back end of the first round.
Maybe.
Probably, I think he'd jump into right around like that Anthony Richardson spot.
He would be above the guys that we were just talking about.
He would be above Drake May, and yeah. Probably.
And the running
backs. They do. But.
Right. I mean, unless they have a C.J. Stroud-esque rookie season,
If I can get a 26-year-old quarterback that I know, that I feel, I don't know, but I feel very comfortable being a quarterback 1 for the foreseeable future, then that's my pick in the first and second round. If there's a quarterback there in the second round that I'm looking at that I feel comfortable with there, then I'm bypassing every receiver, every running back. It does not matter. So, but we're not there right now. Like, we have the Trevor Lawrences. Yep. We have Dak Prescott. We have Tua Tagovailoa. We have Kyler Murray, and those guys are all great. Like, Kyler Murray is probably at ADP 28 overall. Kyler Murray is probably some of the best value in a startup right
100%.
Now. The absolute best value. I tried to trade up desperately my startup because Kyler Murray went in the third round in the startup. I offered every team trying to move to get up, and obviously it was not enough to get Kyler Murray, and I wish I would have tried more because now I end up with Deshaun Watson, and I could have had Kyler Murray.
Sure. Well, there's obviously a lot that we could get into as far as ADP, and we've really only touched like the first two rounds.
Some of the most important rounds, because
they are, but
it's your cornerstones.
What players looking through here, are there any that stand out to you guys as being significantly lower or significantly higher than you would expect them to be as potential? Like, oh, this is a guy I would move up for, or the value that the community has seems to be a lot different than the value that I would personally place on this player, because, you know, looking at their ADP and all the players around him, I like all of the guys around him better than that guy.
I mean, I see TJ Hockenson here with an ADP of 39 overall, which I think is injury bias. I think that's really good value. I know he's still tight end too, but in Superflex tight end premium league, I would feel very good about getting him at the very top of the third round there. So I think that's pretty good value there. I think Travis Etienne's a little high for me at 40 ahead of guys like in a Superflex league, Jared Goff. Like, I don't understand that one. You know, getting a quarterback that was a quarterback 1 last year is probably going to get extended here really soon. I would much rather have the quarterback than a guy like Travis Etienne at running back, or 2 that jump off the page right at first for me here.
One of the guys that's I just did a quick analysis based off of...
Rich just was shooketh.
I saw where my husband was.
Real quick, Matt, before you go...
Go ahead.
You said Kyler's ADP was 28, but it's 20. Just wanted to correct that.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I think you might have had it sorted by the rank or something like that.
Yeah.
You might have been looking
at the rank. His rank from us, consensus, is 28.
Yeah.
But his ADP is 20.
So the guy... I did a quick analysis basically based off our average ranks... against ADP and guys that have like a large number here. Saquon Barkley, he's a guy that we have him on our average ranked around 48 and 47, and he's going off the board 69th. So, you know, we talked about, we're going to talk about him later in the Nerd Herd episode as a free agent guy that could land in a spot and really kind of outperform, this sort of ADP coming off the board at 70. So I think he's a nice value. I think Javonte Williams is another guy that's about a 20 point differential between our average is lower than the ADP. We have 68 as our average, or 63 is our spot, and 88 is where he's getting drafted. So Javonte Williams, but these are running backs, you know. So these are might be guys that you can get a little bit later in drafts. If you miss out on a guy early, like we were just talking about, some of the high end running backs that can still perform.
That's really good ADP. That's real good value on Saquon.
Right. I mean, it's almost the same value on both those guys, and you can get them about a round apart as well. So you might be able to double up kind of later on in your draft and get both those guys and really kind of hit a home run at the running back
position. And Rich, I messed up earlier. I was looking at average. So yeah, that was our average rankings. So that makes the buy for Hockenson even better, because his ADP is actually 50.
Yeah.
So that I'm with you. So that's fantastic.
Even way better. Like, so he screams out for me. Great value right now in it. And you'll see that, you know, that's why when players get injured, definitely early in the year, like they scream buy for me. Like, I'd love to go out and get those guys, because people are usually desperate for the help right there. And I'm willing to sacrifice a positional loss or a draft pick for that player, knowing that, like, as long as you're a guy like Hockenson, it has long-term value still. So he screams out good value for me. You said Saquon. What about you, Garrett? You eyeing some other guys up here?
Yeah, one, and it's just kind of a product of the guys that tend to be at the top of a tier versus the bottom of the tier. But I look at two specific wide receivers, and Tyreek Hill and Chris Olave. Those guys are at the top of that kind of tier of either extremely high-performing veterans that are a little bit older, or young guys that still have a lot of game left in them but have shown something. Like, both those guys, and even Brandon Ayuk, like, all three of them are kind of back-to-back-to-back in rankings for wide receiver, or I should say in ADP for wide receiver. And I would much rather just wait a couple rounds and take Drake London and take, you know, DK Metcalf.
Nico
and
Collins.
Take all those guys. So those, and granted, they DJ have
more.
They have to fall somewhere.
But Drake London, I mean, I understand he's got some upside. He hasn't shown anything, though. You would rather wait around and get a guy that you haven't seen almost anything from?
I would take DJ Moore.
Rather than take a
Brandon Ayuk or...
Yeah,
or
Ayuk, or if you want to go young, I would much rather go Olave or Ayuk just one round earlier and get that guarantee, rather than a guy that we haven't really seen much out of.
I think a better way to phrase that is, at what point would you be willing to... Once you take a guy like Tyreek Hill, and right here is showing he's going the very top of the third round. Mm-hmm. So at that point, you have to pivot. Okay, you're saying, you know what? I know this is dynasty, but championships are everything, and I can go back-to-back champs here on all these fools. Do you pivot and say, okay, I like the Tyreek Hill value. I'm going to change my whole dynasty startup here, and I'm going to grab great players now, and I'm going to try and win back-to-back championships. And whatever happens after that, I'll figure it out. Like, do you guys ever approach startups like that where, like,
once
you take Hill, that's the move, right?
I would never approach it that way. But if something maybe a little bit earlier has dictated it, or if I see a draft falling a certain way where those are all the values coming up, then you might have to pivot.
So where would Tyreek Hill have to be? Because, again, once you take Hill, you pivot, right? Like, you're trying to win now.
I need to hop in a second. You guys finish this, but there's something that just... I'm shooketh over here. So you guys finish this, and then I got to get this out.
Okay. I mean, I think, you know, this is obviously the draft. Where are we at in the draft? We're in, like, the third.
So Tyreek Hill will be the very top of the third round.
Yeah.
So you'd end up with, like, pick. Say you had pick.
Listen, I would have to have some one really, three. I was going to say I would have to have some nice solid picks first, where I felt really good about them and with no risk, but high upside guys. And then if Tyreek fell to me and I seen a lot of youth already come off the board, then that's when you go, all right, the value coming up might be all these older guys. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go for the jugular here in the next couple of years. That's at least how I would approach it. That would be the only way I would flip that switch this early.
And, like, so where that, my question would be, like, where would that value be on Tyreek Hill? Like, not the top of the third, it had to be the back end of the third.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fourth.
Then. Yes.
Or, like, it'd be something like that, like, in the fourth. Because I think I got Christian McCaffrey that draft in the fourth round.
I think it was somewhere around there. It was end of the third or beginning of the fourth. It was some, and remember, this was 2 years ago, too.
Yeah.
So it was really good value there.
And I took Davante Adams right afterwards. So, because it is curious, because you get to a point where you're like,
maybe you make a silly move and you go Christian McCaffrey in the third, and then all of a sudden Tyreek Hill staring you in the fourth, and boom, you're off and running. And
you're going for it.
Yeah.
Because there comes a point where certain teams have to make that move, right? Because they feel like they can't pass up that value. For me, for the most part, I know I did that. Like, I try to draft a team that can win now, but still gives me like 4 years in those first like five rounds. Like, I really try to avoid players outside of maybe quarterback that are over the age of like 26 years old in my first four picks.
Yeah.
Just because I want those picks to be my cornerstone players. I don't want to worry about those in a rookie draft coming soon.
Totally. And depending on who you're playing with and how experienced they are, a drafts could go a whole bunch of goofy different ways. You know what I mean? Absolutely. You get in a startup draft with a bunch of people that just started and they have X thought in their brain and maybe they've talked to three of their friends and now all of a sudden their three friends who've just started playing Dynasty also have that X thought in their brain. And all of a sudden just a big group of players is gone that normally would be there much later and you got to pivot. So it is definitely, It's a fluid situation. It's going to be, you know, obviously so draft specific, I guess.
So what shook it to you?
Yeah, well, let's get after this.
James Cook, Rashad White, and Isaiah Pacheco are currently going off the board between picks 61 and 68.
Okay? Hated it.
So we're talking early sixth round value there. Then, after that, after all of those players, we have Saquon, Tajay Spears, and Josh Jacobs are the next three guys. What are we doing here? How in the world are Isaiah Pacheco, James Cook, and Rashad White going ahead of Josh Jacobs, Tajay Spears, and Saquon Barkley? That makes zero sense to me.
Because people in startups,
I'm gonna go ahead. Dynasty, I'm gonna look at where they finished last year.
They get those drunk glasses for youth. Like, I think sometimes people get in startups or in Dynasty as a whole, they get overexcited about like, oh, this player is only like, they're not even more paid attention about like the player itself. They want the youth.
Yeah.
And definitely like a player like Rashad White, dude. Like Tampa Bay today came out and said head coaches like, yeah, Rashad White had a good year, but you need two running backs. We need to bring somebody to lighten his load a little bit. And then we talked about Rashad White as a sell month ago.
Totally.
So,
but here's where they get where it's coming. Rashad White, fourth overall last year. James Cook, 12th overall. Isaiah Pacheco, 15th overall. All younger than Saquon, who was 13th overall. Yeah. So that's where this, I mean, that's where it's coming from. You're saying.
But I think the hard part is, We cannot draft players based on what has happened.
No, I agree.
It's based on what we think will happen. And I would take all three of those players, Jacobs, Spears, who's a younger guy, and Barkley, 100 times out of 100 over all three of those guys ranked ahead of them.
Yeah, those are good value. When you're looking at our overall ranks, like our rank set, so what's the best value in our top 125 compared to ADP? So we look at guys like, you know, at the quarterback position here in ADP, we have a guy like Daniel Jones, who I just lost. Oh, there he is. Daniel Jones, we have him ranked currently at 96 overall, and he's ADP of 121. And I found so far, like in my mock drafts and in my actual startup, I got Daniel Jones like real good value, you know, because coming off a bad year when he's healthy and rumor that he might lose his job as well. So like, value-wise, we have him 22 spots ranked higher than he's going. We mentioned Saquon. Javonte Williams. Where is Javonte Williams at in here?
Already went over it. He's around 80-something-ish in the rankings.
88 and ADP.
Yeah.
Okay. Jackson Smith and Jigba. We have him ranked currently as 43rd overall player, going at 57. So about a whole another round past there. He has ADP right now 57.8. We have him ranked at 43. We have Devon Achane out here. Devon Achane has a current 45 ADP, and we have him ranked as 33. So another, again, another full round yep. of value you're getting mm-hmm. there in the fourth round. And I will say this, he is the one player when I do the mock drafts I get into, the live mock drafts and my startup where I want him so bad to draft him there in like the third round or the very top of the fourth, or but usually somewhere in the third round. But I just can't, like, it doesn't work out to grab that running back there. And I'm trying to find a way. Either this last one I took, Brees, like, and I'm not taking two running backs in the top four rounds. Sure. That's not happening. But Achane seems like he screams good value right now when it comes to draft position. So another guy here that I think screams good value is Jacoby Myers. Has ADP of 142. We have him currently ranked at 119, only 27 years old. Showed last year he was a top 36 fantasy football wide receiver. We don't know what's going on there at the quarterback position, or they say Devontae Adams is going to be there long term. He's going to be 32. He screams really good value. He's a player that I've been targeting pretty heavily out there as well.
Yeah, on the opposite end of things, Travis Kelce's ADP drastically higher than we have him. His ADP is 66. Almost 67 there, and we have him going in our rankings as round 92. So
he's like been getting
three, four rounds.
A big name, another guy that's a big name and kind of a bad value at this point is George Kittle. We have him ranked 95th in our Superflex tight end premium. He's coming off the board around 78. So that one's, you know, it's a big name. But if you dig into the numbers on him, he has usually four or five solid games, and he's kind of hard to rely on week to week.
He's MIA yep. a lot of the other ones. So, yeah, I'll that dead zone of tight end, like, I'm good. Right. I'll avoid that all day.
What about Bryce Young here? Currently, we have him ranked at 77. He's going around 66.3 overall ADP, so almost a round ahead. But I don't argue that. Like, if there's a player I'm going to draft one round ahead, it's going to be the quarterback and a young quarterback and take the gamble on.
He's not someone I would do it for.
I was going to say, I just don't trust him. The concept's there.
The concept, I understand why the ADP is inflated, because there's people that just haven't given up on him. He was last year's number one pick overall. I just didn't see anything I really liked on tape last year to make me kind of go out on a limb for somebody like
hopefully
that.
Hopefully the new head coach helps, and hopefully they get him a playmaking receiver.
Yeah, no, I think a lot can change, because I think Frank Reich has kind of shown that he's not NFL head coach worthy at this point in his career. So it can't get much worse, I don't think, than what it was last year for Bryce Young.
All right. That's about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so ADP. Check it out on DynastyNerds.com. Get on there, check out the rankings, check out ADP, and see where you fit. Because, I mean, it only takes one person to really kind of get there and fall in love with the player and take him a couple rounds earlier. And, again, ADP is really good because it shows you where the consensus is and lets you maybe take that player around ahead of time to make sure you get your guy. Because, again, if you're not picking for another 15 spots and that's your guy, then you take him.
And this is guy. Something that's worthwhile checking often. Because with how many drafts we put in, this is going to change constantly. And we remove other drafts to make sure that the ADP is only the most recent stuff. So this ADP will fluctuate, especially this time of year. Free agency coming up, the draft coming up. Like, this is going to drastically fluctuate. So definitely something to keep checking.
With that in mind, Zamir White was a guy that's on our list as a big-time value. Once free agency hits, his ADP might go up if Josh Jacobs doesn't sign back with the Raiders, which all signs point to him not signing back with. Mm-hmm. That's a guy that might be a value right now, but in 2 weeks, it might not be a value. It might go the other way.
Sure. And ADP has value, historical charts. And we plan on going forward on DynastyNerds.com is charting this pretty heavily. So like I mentioned, the player cards, we have an update coming out pretty soon. If you click on a player, we're going to get very in-depth and detailed on these players and their player card. And part of that will be their ADP and their historical ADP. And we're going to be able to make sure you track all of that. So we'll be back on tomorrow's episode. We're going to play a little game to kind of get a little light and get a little loose in here before we break into our two-month rookie breakdown here of rookie.
It's about to be a grind.
So I can't wait. We'll see you tomorrow.
Adios.